It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
If you love making cobblers this time of year, my guest Nina Elder, the executive food editor with the Rachel Ray magazine, has a delicious spin on berry and peach cobblers.
So easy, and people love them. And the thing that's awesome about these cobblers is new spins and clever takes on it. Like, for instance, we have a berry and thyme cobbler.
Oh.
So, you know, you've had mixed berry cobbler, which is perfect.
Right.
But the thing that's different is she puts just a little bit of fresh thyme leaves, a little lemon juice, and there's a little bit of thyme in the biscuit topping as well, so you have just a little bit of that savoriness that goes with the sweet berries. It's just
really nice. Yeah, what a great combination that most people just don't think about doing.
Yeah, so there's berry and thyme, there's spiced peaches and cream. Thing about that, so you have peaches and cardamom, just a little bit of cardamom.
Ah.
And so, you know, cardamom has that kind of a little tiny bit of spice, a little bit of that floral nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, cardamom plays so beautifully with peaches. It's one of those kind of secret ingredients, like you'll put it out and people will be eating it and they're like, this is peach cobbler, but it's like peach cobbler I've never had before. What is your secret? For the filling, you have the peaches, sugar, cream, a little bit of cornstarch to thicken things up, the cardamom that I talked about. There's actually a little bit of almond extract too, which is really nice, and there's some almonds on top of the biscuits as well. And the thing that's cool about these biscuits is you put them on top of the cobbler, brush them with cream, sprinkle them with sliced almonds and a little raw sugar, and then you bake it off. So that's a little bit special.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.